Sitka residents counted nearly 6,000 birds during the Audubon Christmas Bird Count this year. The annual count was held in Sitka in early January to accommodate busy holiday schedules for the participants. Despite bad weather, 33 people managed to identify 60 species of birds, including many shorebirds seen from the beach. Count organizer Jen Cedarleaf says the rarest sighting was a pair of yellow-billed loons, one of which had been observed in the Sitka Channel long before the official count.
They winter south and they nest up north, so to have some stay in Sitka for the entire winter is kind of unusual, and we do have one that's been hanging out in the channel for months now, and I'm hoping he sticks around a little longer since I haven't seen him yet.
Cedarleaf says the Audubon Christmas bird count began more than a century ago in the northeastern United States and replaced the tradition of shooting birds over the holidays. The data collected in the counts nationwide has allowed biologists to track significant trends in bird populations. Declines in some species has led to conservation efforts. Increases in some species have prompted questions about environmental conditions that cause birds to thrive. Sitkins counted almost twice as many fox sparrows over the previous high record for the event. Cedarleaf thinks warmer than usual conditions in the early winter may have contributed to the new record. Another species, the Lincoln sparrow, probably remained longer than usual for the same reason. Cedarleaf says some migratory species stay put when conditions are good.
We also did have a number of red-breasted nuthatches, which are not normal for this year, but a friend of mine has had them out at her house at her feeder all winter, so she's been keeping them around.
The number one bird for the Sitka count this year was the pine siskin, with more than 1,100 individuals counted, followed by the northwestern crow at 700 and the common raven at 680.